learning this week some of the practical applications of Bishul Akum to particular product categories, one of which is coffee. Is there a problem with Bishul Akum on coffee? The minhag is to be lenient, apparently. People do drink coffee from Starbucks and from other places that are prepared by non-Jews. And as the poskim note, the minhag has been this way for hundreds of years. The first poskim we talk about Bishul Akum on coffee are back in the 16th century. The Radvaz, the Arizal I talk about. Posik exactly, but the Arizal, or another Sfaradik Achronim talk about coffee. So the question goes as far back as the 16th century, and throughout the discussion, numerous Acharonim have discussed coffee and Bishul Akum. Many of them have noted the minhag is to be mekel. Many of them have noted, whether they agreed with the heter or not, many of them have declared as a factual matter, the minhag was to be lenient about coffee prepared by non-Jews. And the truth is, most poskim, including most contemporary poskim, do agree that the halacha is like the minhag, to be lenient. Although, as we'll see, that there were some of the Gedolei Achronim who felt that you really should be machmer on coffee, and even many of those who are mekel kind of have said that there might be a mila to be machmer. So, what are the arguments for or against requiring coffee to be Bishul Yisrael, not be Bishul Akum? So, first thing is, you know, the question of Nechel Kmo Shukai. Poskim generally assume, some of them seem to assume they did eat coffee beans raw, but many poskim assume that coffee is not really suitable to be eaten raw in any form, and therefore, well, most poskim seem to assume, I think, that coffee does meet the condition of not nechal kmo shuchai. Is it olal shulchan melachim? Poskim generally assume yes. Poskim generally assume that coffee is a distinguished and fine beverage, and it is served in shulchan melachim. So in terms of the two basic criteria, the sugya, poskim generally assume that coffee would meet both those criteria, and therefore kipshuto, you would think, should be subject to Bishul Akum. Why would coffee not be subject to Bishul Akum? So the poskim have advanced a number of arguments. One of the most famous discussions is that of the Prichadash. Prichadash has two or three arguments why he feels coffee need not be Bishul Yisrael. The first deals with what we discussed last week, the question of the language of the Gemara and the Rambam, about olal shulchan melachim ulafis bo sapas. Later Achronim have also picked this up, and some Achronim have said this is really the ikar reason, the one reason that's the most solidest, the most reliable reason to be mekel, is that even if it is olal shulchan melachim, it's not olal shulchan melachim ulafis bo sapas. And some of the Achronim point out, even though some people dip their pasal bekisne, their cake, their donuts, their biscavettos, their biscuits of various sorts into the coffee, that's not the main way of drinking coffee. That's like a non-standard, kind of eccentric thing to do. It's pretty common in some circles, but a couple of some of the Achronim said that's not the primary way to consume coffee. And therefore, if we insist, as some Achronim do, that Bishul Akum only applies to foods which are all shulchan melachim, lulafis bo sapas, then there's basically leniency. And some Achronim have said that's really the most, basically, I think, have said that's the most solid reason to matter coffee. The problem with that reason, of course, is, as we discussed last week, solid maybe as far as it goes, putting aside any contemporary habits of coffee, but the problem is that many Achronim don't require literally lafis bo sapas. Some Achronim say lafis bo sapas or to eat as dessert or to eat as part of a suda. Not everyone literally really insists that the thing be something which is eaten literally with bread. So that reason would be tole on a machlokes. Second discuss on any poskim to be matter coffee is based on the Tosfos that you were just looking at moments ago. There was another gzeirah Chazal made, besides all the gzeirahs we've been learning about, there was another gzeirah on shechar, on beer, a particular gzeirah not to drink socially with non-Jews, even beer, which is not subject to the halachas of Yayin Nesek, a particular halacha on drinking beer in certain contexts, again, because it would lead to social interaction and fraternization. So the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asks, forget this new gzeira of gzeira shecher. What happened to Bishul Akum? Why shecher, beer is brewed, beer has some kind of cooking involved. So why shouldn't shecher be subject to the rules of Bishul Akum? So one answer Tosfos gives is that their beer, you know, wasn't an elegant beverage. It was just something you drank casually. Today we have, even today, it's kind of mixed. We talk about going out for a beer. It's kind of, you drink beer at ball games and so on. On the other hand, presidents have beer summits and so on. I don't know if beer, they have craft beers and whatnot. So I don't know exactly what the standard of beer would be today. But the Tosa says the bear in his time, I'll call upon him. Where the Chacham brings plain Tosa, the bear in his time was not something that was all Shulchan Malachim. It was not something which was Mizamni Alai. It wasn't something that you invited somebody for as an elegant social gesture. So bear wouldn't have been considered all Shulchan Malachim. In which case, the post can generally say coffee is not like that. Coffee is something which is chashuv and elegant, and you're Mizamni Alai. You go on dates with coffee, you do other, you know, nice things with coffee. So coffee, so that reason of Tosas wouldn't be relevant, Poskim usually assume, to coffee. What they do discuss is Tosas' first reason. Tosas gives another reason, an original reason why beer is not subject to Bishul Akum. Tosas says, because what bracha do you make on beer? You make shakol. You don't make bereminei mizonos, despite the fact that there's grain in there, despite the fact that beer without grain is just water and chitim is an important food. The grain or barley or whatever it is, the grain component of beer is an integral, is the essential ingredient of the beer. So nevertheless, Tosas says the bracha is shakol. You see, the way Tosas explains it, you see that the grain is bottled to the water. The halacha views beer as being essentially flavored water. Therefore, the bracha is shakol. Therefore, Tosas says, not subject to Bishul Akum. And many Akronim have argued, therefore, that the same thing should apply to coffee. Coffee is also basically flavored water. You also make shakol on coffee and not eights or whatever the bracha would be. Therefore, Poskim have argued that from the view of halacha, coffee is basically water, and therefore water is not subject to Bishul Akum. Now, the Achronim who are machmer reject this reason, strongly reject this reason. The Panamiras is the main machmer. The Panamiras, the Achronim bring, rejected this reason. He argued based on a Bach. The Bach is not discussing coffee. The Bach is discussing beer. But the Bach also agrees that beer is not subject to Bishul Akum, but he says the Ikur is like the other Svaras of Tosis. He says this Svar of Tosis is simply not correct. He says the idea that Halacha views beer as simply flavored water, and that's why he makes shakol, is simply not true, he says. The water is the... He says Avada says Tam Keiker, and it's a Kedai to Techlas Pras, and then Avada the Halacha does not view beer as being simply flavored water. He says the reason you don't make a Bereminei Mizonos is because it was Nishtana, because for other reasons, particularly Tilchas Brachas, because the grains were transformed from their original state into a different state, they're not recognizable, whatever the Svaras Tilchas Brachas are, but it's a particular Svar Tilchas Brachas, not because it's not a classic Svar of Bittel, the Halacha views the flavoring as being insignificant or not present. Avada the Halacha views beer as being grain, as having a major ingredient of grain, and so on. It can even be Yotzei Matzah, the Rishonim say, with matzah made out of even a minority content of wheat, as long as the wheat is significant enough that it's nechal b'kizayit b'chel. It's pras, the poskim say. So Vada Halacha does not recognize grain as being batel in a solution, in a larger mixture. And brachas is a special set of independent halachas. And therefore, the Bach says, why is beer not so special? The other reasons Tosis gives, other reasons we can say, not because halacha views beer as flavored water. Therefore, the Panamira says the same thing for coffee. Halacha certainly does not view coffee as simply flavored water. And you have to look at whether the other reason Tosas apply, but this reason is not a good reason.
Does the Bach make any reference to Tosos and Brachos?
I don't recall.
The way Tosos and Brachos says it is very stark, that he says that beer doesn't really have wheat in it. It's not just like he says that the... there's no wheat content in the beer, and it's just like soaked in it, and it's not the...
So I don't recall that language. I don't think he brings it. I have to take a look at the Bach again, but I think he brings only Tosin Abadazar, but I have to look at what if he makes any reference to brachas. And indeed, this type of svara, the Rabbi Zakim is saying that it depends whether there's really wheat content or not, is a point made by the Chasam Sofer. The Marsham brings the Chasam Sofer. Sofer is also arguing for leniency in the case of coffee. He acknowledges the Bach. He says that it's true. The Bach basically disagrees with Tosas. He says that he rejects Tosas' idea that beer is flavored water. No, beer is actually wheat. Beer is actually grain, he says. However, says Sofer, even if we accept the Bach, he doesn't accept the Bach, because even if we were to accept the Bach as being correct, he says that the Bach would be true in the case of beer, where the grain actually is nimuach, it dissolves, it does enter the water, he says. So there we can say the svara of the Bach, that really the halacha does recognize the grain content, and just brachas is a special case. However, the Chasam Sofer says, when it comes to coffee, then the Bach would never have said what he says. Coffee coffee is certainly only flavored water. Coffee, you take the grinds, you throw them away. The grinds are not dissolved. The grinds are not, grinds don't become part of the coffee, he says. Coffee is certainly nothing but Tom, he says. And therefore the Chaim Sofer says, basically endorses the Bach, and even if you don't accept the Bach in the case of, Zakim is saying that he even beer tosis at one point seems to say a svara like this, they don't become really nimuach into the beer. I'll call upon my coffee, the Chaim Sofer strongly endorses this svara like the Bach. Marsham seems to go with this and says that that's the reason to make like coffee, because coffee is the bottom line. Coffee is essentially flavored water, and you're not actually eating or drinking coffee beans, you're basically just consuming flavored water. And again, and that seems to be the consensus of most poskim, either for the reason of Alafis Bosa Pass, or for the reason of flavored water, or for other reasons. The poskim generally seem to endorse leniency, partly because that's the minhag. Now, Lamaisa, many poskim point out that there are several ancillary considerations that you have to take into account before drinking coffee. First of all, the coffee has to be kosher. There have to be no non-kosher ingredients. So today we talk about washing different coffee machines and dishwashers with other types of foods. One of the first people to address coffee was way back the Radvaz, as we mentioned. The Acharon bring a tshuva of the Radvaz, who discusses the question of kashrus of the coffee, that even if the coffee itself typically didn't have any non-kosher ingredients, but what about the kalim? Usually the rule is that the kalim of non-Jews have to be presumed to be non-kosher. Says Radvaz, no problem. The equipment used to make coffee was typically exclusively used for coffee and nothing else. Anything else would have been pogame. They themselves would have, they were too, their palates were too sensitive to want to have anything messing around with the coffee. So again, we rely on this kind of social presumption that wasn't the way coffee was prepared, and that coffee can be assumed to be kosher. And even today, this is generally the assumption that, again, putting aside certain questions of whether you wash in the dishwasher with other things, or certain specific questions, you can generally assume that you don't roast bacon on a coffee maker, and therefore you don't really have to worry about that. What poskim do worry about is chalav, is the question of the milk in the coffee. For hundreds of years, of course, we know the poskim generally assume that non-Jewish milk was chalav akum and aser, as per the halacha and the gemara and the shulchan aruch. So the poskim discuss this question of how do we know that there was maybe there was coffee and maybe somebody had milk in his coffee, even if you are not going to take any milk in your coffee. So some of the poskim talk about if the mug you get the coffee in might have been used previously by a customer of the coffee house to have milk in it. So maybe your mug should be below for milk. So they discuss the mug is a klisheni and you don't have to worry so much about the bleus of the mug. That discusses the mug as opposed to the coffee machinery and so on. So again, the question of the milk is, it's a question, again, it's a factual question. You have to know where was there likely to be milk. Obviously, in the U.S., this is much less of an issue because in the U.S., we have the heter of Rav Moshe to be lenient about milk from non-Jewish sources. So certainly if someone is generally making on Chalav Yisrael, on Chalav Stam, he doesn't have to worry about that. If someone who's makban on Chalav Yisrael obviously has to start being concerned about these questions about whether there was any milk in the coffee. And again, the question of the kalim and the dishwasher is whether the contemporary kashrus agencies talk about this, the question of whether you have to be worried that the coffee machinery was washed in hot water together with other kalim that could be treif. If the restaurant serves other foods, etc., that could be meat or treif. And one last concern the post can talk about, it's hard to know exactly how to define this, is the question of moshev leitzin. The post can seem to be worried that coffee shops or I know there were hotbeds of sedition and political intrigue in the 17th century. I don't know about Moshe Leitzin, but apparently they were also seen as places of dubious repute. And a lot of poskim say, assuming you can do it, you're taking out the coffee, you're not gonna participate in their Moshe Leitzin. Assuming you can get around the question of Moshe Leitzin, then, and again, Chazal are worried about Shechar, they worry about the social interaction, even if there's no gzeira on coffee, but the spirit of the law perhaps applies. So again, poskim warn you, if you can get past those issues and there's no kashrus problem, then mi'ikra din, the coffee is not a problem for these various svaras we've been saying. Although even then, some poskim seem to say that there is makom for bal nefesh v'machmer. Arizal was machmer. Some poskim say it wasn't mi'ikra din, it was just a personal chumra. But in any event, many poskim seem to acknowledge the might that there's basis for a personal chumra to be machmer on coffee and bishalakim. But the consensus seems to be, or Avad Yosef and many others seems to be, that ladina, you don't have to be worried mi'ikra din about bishalakum on your coffee.